This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, the Valentine's Day Secret Show. It's going to be something very special. Yep. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. So, listen, we've got some tickets, and we're going to do them all day. You have to win tickets to get into our secret show. You have to be over 21. There will be drinking, so bring cash for that. Tony Caters and the Fairmont are doing a nice lunch for everybody, and we'd love to have you there. Hooman's going to go crazy with the microphone. We're collecting things that we can do there, and Yuzi and I just had a funny conversation about a little poll we want to take of all our crazy listeners. You know, it's all just the, you know, the sickest people that listen to the secret show.
What's a poll?
Well, we'll talk about it at the secret show. But we were laughing our asses off talking about, oh, we could say this.
You're such a tease, man.
Yeah. Well, want to get people excited for it. Bring a pair of new pajamas. They're doing a pajama drive there, and we're helping out the Fairmont with that. So if you can do it, you win the tickets, and you're going to go grab a pair of pajamas, ages 2 through adult. Just looking to get that together. Valentine's Day Secret Show. It's going to be amazing. Over 21, please. It's saying caller number 97 here. Is that what we're doing? That's a hard number to hit.
Yeah.
Hooman's starting his countdown already. 800-400-3697. Caller 97 wins their way in.
That same number is where we collect your texts all morning long, and here's where we read some of them back to you.
It's the roundup.
Mm-hmm. Fibromyalgia is awful. My cousin has it and constantly feels like she's being hit by a car.
Oh,
that
sounds terrible.
Yeah, that does.
God. Just an ache in your bones?
Well, yeah. I mean, if my butt's itchy, I'm annoyed. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's heavy.
Oh, no. Like, right, an eyelash in my eye and the world stops until I figure that out.
Right.
Imagine that. Oy.
Oh, Lyme disease. You have to live with Lyme disease as well as fibromyalgia. 707 says you don't get rid of Lyme disease.
Mm. Horrible. All these things that can happen to you.
Several people in my family have fibromyalgia. It's not gluten related. I know that. And it was probably a bad joke. It's just one of those mysterious things that you don't know.
Right.
And I'm always... Okay, you don't eat gluten. Why? Well, because.
Well, some people.
No, there are people with a thing.
Specific celiac.
Yeah.
Disease.
But it seems to be something that it became a trend, is what it became. As we're watching the Super Bowl, my son says, I want to be a football player. And then we see that awful hit. It's so scary.
Oh, that guy just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary. I really thought the way he got hit, I was like, oh, that guy might be paralyzed. That is horrible.
Montana.
Yeah,
that's Justin.
He will never play football. Oh, hold on. I'm in a room full of football people. Let me walk that back a little.
Plenty of people are like, dude, that's the hand that's feeding you. You just bit it hard.
You know.
Without thought.
J-Lo, I think. I saw her and A-Rod at the game.
You did?
Me too.
They're saying she got $1 million for performing at the Super Bowl.
She did a pre.
It was like a pre thing? Oh, because he got nothing. I mean, all his expenses were covered.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, isn't that the way it is that performers don't get paid for the
halftime show? They're promoting whatever they're promoting. It's a huge
worldwide
stage.
But she did a pre-party where she was doing a lot of Prince stuff herself.
Mm. Mm. And got $1 million for it.
Mm.
650 says Montana's 4-0. Brady is now 5-3. Montana is the man.
Mm.
Our boss sat next to Joe Montana on the plane home from Minneapolis and didn't know it.
That guy didn't know. He just, it's funny. It's interesting. He just doesn't watch sports.
Probably the quietest flight Joe Montana's ever had.
Probably Joe Montana's favorite flight of all time.
Uh-huh. That's so crazy to me.
I know. Well, he did. The guy's not a football fan. He's a music fan.
I mean, that would be the same if any one of you guys more than me know music things, but people, I'd be like, yeah, I don't know who this person is. I don't know. And there's some famous rock star.
Right. And you just wouldn't know. There you go. Just another person. Mm-hmm. I always look at the people in first class and wonder if it's anybody, you know, as you're walking
by. Oh, as you're walking by?
Yeah.
I try not to be. I try not to look.
I try not to walk by. I try to have a seat.
I try to be right there
already. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
510 says, I'll date you, Hooman.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, Hooman. You got to volunteer.
48 says, just want to thank you for bringing up Lyme disease when speaking about fibromyalgia. I have chronic Lyme, and I'm always trying to get the word out to make people aware that you can have all kinds of symptoms, and it's important just to get tested to rule it out. Thanks again.
But some of it's tricky. Like, you know, you can get tests for Lyme disease that come back negative, and in the end it turns out that you had some form of it, mm-hmm. or have some form of it.
925 says, Uzi's two firemen story is hot. You had two firemen?
At
once? I don't
think
so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
No, I never did.
What do you mean you don't think so?
Well, this person's telling us that you did.
Why are you trying to wipe a smile off your face? She's making that,
I think it's funny.
That like long tuck her lips under her teeth so she won't smile face.
I don't know what they're talking about.
What does that mean? You don't know.
You know my fireman story, and
there weren't two of them.
No, my girlfriend was there, so there was, you know, a few firemen there, but I only had one
fireman.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. Yes.
408 says,
I'm not sure about anything anymore.
Right?
Just go with two. Yeah. Whatever you guys say.
Exactly.
I'm sure to be wrong. So.
408 says, Vinny has an oily butt fetish. Are you slamming Brazilians? Because if you're going after Brazilians.
Have you ever oiled anybody's butt that you're with?
No.
But you wouldn't kick them. Well, you might be bummed because you don't want any oil in the sheets.
Right. No, I don't. I've said on video I look at Brazilian porn and they do tend to be oiled up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't call that a fetish. Although someone sent a text that sort of made me go, oh, let me get to that in a second. 510 says, most women like the rape fantasy, although they'd never admit to it these days, says 510.
I've admitted to that many times.
Yep.
You know, in a safe space between two consenting adults, a little rape fantasy is fun. We've played that role before. Mm-hmm.
707 says, you guys are so freaking vanilla. It's adorable. Fetishes can be things like natural hair down below, freckles, even being called daddy.
Oh,
Bren.
You like all those things. Oh.
Bren. I say Bren.
Yeah, I'm a muff fan. I'm a freckles fan.
And we all call you daddy.
Daddy. It's time for our tea party, daddy.
I'm a butt fan too, so I guess that would be.
Mm-hmm. Butts that cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
So I mean, I guess
is our size queenery a fetish?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So maybe we have some that we're not really.
Fetish, right. They're just not weird fetishes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You've done some weird stuff.
Not really.
Oh, really? Listen to the secret show from. Is that
I didn't
Thursday?
Do that though. That was just the dude. That was his fetish.
Yes, it was.
That was just compliant.
You didn't do
it.
Yeah,
that doesn't make it her fetish.
Yeah, it's not mine. I wasn't into it. I wasn't like, oh, I can't wait till that happens again.
You weren't?
No. I think that was the last time I saw that guy. I mean, I'd seen him other times, but I didn't
do anything. See him.
You're right. I didn't go out with him anymore.
You just saw him in the lunchroom?
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Bill.
We did the bar role playing once. When I came in, I found some guy trying to pick up my wife. That ended the role playing.
It's a good way to get in a fight.
Yeah.
Yep.
You bet. 510 says, of course you wouldn't do it, Vinny. I feel like your sex is super boring.
Oh. How do you feel about that?
Okay. I mean, you know, am I supposed to now try to convince this person that I'm the most fun?
Yeah.
Nah.
Convince us.
It's all right. Interesting how Sarah said that she set up school in her backyard as a kid. That must have been where she taught her cousins how to French kiss with Tucker.
That's not where.
Is that where?
No.
Where'd you guys French kiss for the kids?
We didn't French kiss.
Okay, well, where'd you guys not French kiss then?
At a vacation house.
Oh.
Where all the families
on the shore?
Were together. On Cape Cod.
Uh-huh. Does John ever pretend he's Tucker?
No. He's never done that. I'm not fixated
That's
on Tucker the way you guys are.
510 says, is anal a fetish? Yeah, based on what that person said earlier, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it sounds like it is.
And therefore, it's one of mine.
Well, by those standards, you have a lot of fetishes.
I do, a lot. They're all pretty vanilla, as that person called us.
Mm-hmm. But we're, none of us is really a Rocky Road kind of person.
I don't have any handcuffs at the house.
No.
I'm not going to go pretend pick people up at the bar.
Well, that's fun. That's just good fun.
Can't we just bone?
I don't have all night.
Come on, man.
Go to
man.
Bed at some point here. Can't we just bone?
Why didn't the wrong Mexican know Mariposa?
Yeah, wrong Mexican.
I didn't.
Get her.
What, I'm going to pretend? I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Because I need to.
Yuzette, your husband looked so hot in that Instagram post from the weekend. Hot damn.
Oh, wow.
You know what's funny?
I didn't see your husband in a post this weekend. I'm going to look.
I followed some of the dumbest things on Instagram, and one of them is called Thrift Store Art.
Oh.
And one of the things they posted was, of all the things, was Tom Selleck in, like, what do they call those things? It's not a cup. What are they?
Jockstrap?
A jockstrap.
Mm-hmm. He was in a jockstrap?
And I'm all, I didn't think to run in and show it to you. I don't know, we must have been busy
Vinny.
Whatever. But I was like, Jesus, of all the things.
Find that later.
Oh, Tom Selleck in the jockstrap.
Yeah, just so I can laugh. I'm sure I probably won't find it sexy.
I found it.
He's
here
way
it
hotter.
If you wanna...
Oh.
Let me go look.
Bryn found
I
it.
I think it might just be underwear, actually.
Let me see.
Doesn't it look pretty high-hipped for the 70s?
Is this it, Vinny?
Oh, that is it.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
just...
Un...
Oh, it does have straps in the back, doesn't
oh,
it?
So
or does
exciting.
It? Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
You
not
just
into that?
Whispered to me that she loved seeing that.
I bet she did.
No.
You loved it. Why oh. are you bummed? I is thought you this... loved Tom Selleck.
I do. That's just so...
That is a great picture of Johnny V. Leaning against, is that, what are those, like, boxy looking
Yeah, that's a G.
SUV? Oh, that's the G-Wagon or whatever
G
it is?
Something wagon, something, mm-hmm. something. I like Tom Selleck, like, as he is now, as a 70-year-old.
Oh, Jesus. 408 says...
Yeah, he likes Hot Husser.
Who, man?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Weed comes from the earth. Everything from the earth comes from God. So weed is from God.
Yeah. yeah.
By the way, they have...
Who, man?
They're, mm. you know, they're getting so scientific with all the weed stuff now. We hung out with... Oh. We hung out with some people. The guy was hitting the vape, and he's like, it's low THC, high CBDs, and it just, like, mellows you out. And it doesn't get you all baked.
Oh. I didn't hear that. What?
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 I said the whole thing.
Mouth
what?
It again.
What? That he liked it. He was saying that it was good.
Oh. Who was? Oh. Okay.
What are they talking about?
What's going on right now?
Low THC, high cannabinoid. It's a whole different thing, apparently.
What's the point of it, then?
Who liked what?
My friend. He thought it was great.
But what's the point of... this you get less
it's
high
weed. Yeah well you don't really get high it just it's like a
so why do it
it's just like a little tinged reality and then you just, but you feel so good
oh I see.
You just feel like calm and relaxed
is that what
without
your
being
you?
All baked or being paranoid
it was great
that's what he said
that's good
do we know this friend
I don't want to say his name in case he doesn't want everyone to know he does that
all right well that's good hmm. Yeah, I mean, I hear a lot of stuff. I'm actually not someone who should be touching anything mm-mm. ever, but right. I hear that they've got stuff that can help you sleep that mm-hmm. doesn't even get you high.
Right.
How is that not interesting?
Very interesting, right?
Pretty interesting.
Right. Just relaxes you, takes you down.
But there I was at my own house before the Super Bowl even started, and I'd already had my 2 soda limit. And I'm like, God damn it, I can't pace myself with anything.
What kind of soda do you drink?
I'm like, already cut off. This is so stupid.
You don't want the caffeine.
Right.
Why don't you get root beer? It doesn't have caffeine.
Well, no. I still got a ton of sugar. I can't just sit around and drink soda all day. I went Dr. Pepper.
Get diet Dr. Pepper.
I don't want diet. Come on. The point is, I can't do anything and pace myself. I just had to hammer the 2. And...
Right.
Oh, crap.
Pacing is hard, man. I'm with you.
The game hasn't even started yet, and our guests haven't knocked on the door, and I'm 2 sodas in.
I guess I'll just drink water.
That's what I did. They switched to water before the game even started. Loser.
Oh, 925 says that was my fantasy to have 2 firemen.
Oh.
I didn't necessarily say firemen. I said 2 guys.
Yeah, just 2 dudes. Any 2 dudes.
Well, not any 2 dudes, for Christ's sake.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Hot dudes. But I find hot.
But you don't consider your husband one of the dudes, right? You want 2 anonymous dudes.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he'd go for that. I might feel
he'd be worried
weird.
About
yeah.
how he felt the whole
well,
time.
You'd
want to be free.
You don't want to be self-conscious that you're enjoying it too much.
Mm. Yeah. What's going on over there? You seem to be enjoying his company way more than
you're
mine.
Talking too fast. Yeah. Talking a little too fast.
That sounds like David Fields.
What's going on?
Is David Fields
there.
One of the guys? God, that's I'm calling HR.
Stop it.
510 says, you're crazy. You said that Tom Selleck in a jockstrap is hot.
Oh, it's too much. It's like I've seen a guy in a Speedo. It's just
it ruins everything.
It does.
You know that time I had to wear one and I came in here getting ready to go to that event. It was a bet payoff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Gretchen was the midday girls. And I walk in and she goes, oh, gross. And I'm like, you know, I got to go face a whole room of people in this thing. And she just starts laughing.
Well, have fun.
God.
There is a memory that popped up on my Facebook this weekend that was from when Vinny wore a Speedo at one of our concerts.
Oh yeah, Golden summer Gate Park. Thing, sure.
And I thought, what caught my eye is that he didn't have as many tattoos.
Oh,
as
right.
he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's inked up a lot in the last 10 years.
Oh, I could post that, but I don't want to.
Oh, you should have.
He wouldn't want me to, right, Vinny?
Yeah, I think he
I want you to.
Dear Alice family, I think we've all seen it about enough of me in a Speedo. Dear Alice family, you did not mention the best Super Bowl commercial of all. All those people, the nuns, the Jewish guy, etc.
Oh, that was great.
Of various faiths going to a football game, teaching tolerance and hilarious.
There were a few
love you guys.
Kind of sort of kind political, less political and more just like, look, we're all one
we're
people.
All one team.
We're
Toyota,
all one team.
Maybe that was the one I wrote down.
That
Toyota,
was I loved
one
that
team.
One. I thought that religions. Was very sweet.
Yeah, yep. It was kind of funny. And then they're all at the game.
And the nuns are like, you're late.
Yeah.
Prince was the size of my 14-year-old daughter. She's a ballerina. Yeah, I didn't know he was so tall. I knew he was a tiny guy.
Right.
But if I bought
Five,
his pants
three,
from
20,
the,
waist 27.
The auction, I wouldn't be
you
able
get
to wear
him
into
arm.
Work.
You could get him on your arm. No
it's
problem.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Now that recreational pot is legal, am I the only one who smells skunks and wonders if that's just good weed?
Yeah, I always do.
There's these kids that party out behind our, like right after high school lets out now, there's a party behind my house every effing day. And they are, it just reeks. And I always think, don't you guys know about this modern vape thing? You can't even hardly smell it. Doing your bong rips back there.
510 says, maybe don't lock the cat out at night when the skunks are out. Who doesn't learn?
Yeah, unfortunately.
They're calling you a dummy.
Well, the cat is not reliable overnight. So, adios. Out you go. Screw that cat is right. But screw me, because you're right.
You're booing yourself.
I am booing myself. Stupid cat. How many times you get sprayed in the face and go back for more? He's just, you know what it is? He's too friendly. I bet he actually wants to play with
maybe
that thing.
We should get Backyard Cat. What does Backyard Cat have to say?
Oh, Backyard
well,
Cat.
Well, I miss my cousin in Santa Cruz Mountains.
What?
Oh.
But,
good cover.
I would say your cat is kind of dumb. and he needs to hang out with smarter friends. What do you think about that?
That's great advice.
All right.
Okay, well, that bit fell right over.
They can't all be home runs, Vin. Thanks for sticking with us. We should probably.
Yeah, that's
thinking.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. It's a beautiful day out there. Get out there and enjoy it. Monday, oh my God, best day of the week.
Yay!
Yeah,
who could ask
good.
For anything more?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go meet my crew and go surfing.
Oh, is that so? Mm-hmm. Who's your crew?
Well,
Peter from Lighthouse Cook? Realty.
Wasn't going to say
the guy
it, but
from
yes,
the painting place, uh-huh. California Painters.
No, it's just Peter Cook mm-hmm. and then my friend Zev.
Zev? Gonna,
the neighbor?
Yeah, he's one of the guys that I surf with sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then probably Brian is probably going to meet me.
His crew.
Maybe he has a crew.
He's got what
a
crew.
He's got a squad.
I've got a yeah. boys, a surf squad.
Mm-hmm. It's adorable. Have a great time. Be safe and stay
what
away from
the
sharks.
What in the hell? What's happened?
Nothing.
We're just loving
you're
on
adorable.
You right now.
You're such egg breakers. What's wrong with you guys?
Did you just meet us? How is this out of the norm?
Have a good one, everyone.
I think it'd be weirder if we didn't give him crap.
I know, after he was just breaking my eggs 5 minutes ago. Right?
About what?
About firefighters.
Yeah.
That was the texter who said they wanted to hear more about your two firefighters.
You know what I'm talking
Tag
about.
Tag-teaming you.
Vinny, oh. I'm married.
She doesn't even think about that stuff.
Listen to you.
She like, can't even keep
I'm
a straight
one.
Face.
I'm going to go.
He is the one. I'm on your side, you
said. Yeah.
All right, have a great day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.